Blog Talk Radio.
Absolutely. It means it's 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It is the 9th day of September, 2015. You're tuned in to the Perspective Power Radio Network. The show is called Attitude of Gratitude, and this is all about your weekly dose of vitamin G. And giving us some weekly vitamin D would be David Martinka, the award-winning artist whose music you hear bringing the show in and ushering the show out. Find him at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Thank you, David. Thank you, everybody. We are talking about vitamin G. Yes, we are. We are inhaling it. We're making it our own. We're owning it. We're claiming it. We're using it. Everybody's body needs vitamin G because vitamin G is good for everybody. It actually is. Not just everybody, but everybody. Why do I say that? Have you ever felt yourself tensed up and stressed out facing something that you really didn't want to face? Your shoulders are hunched, your fingers are clenched, it hurts when you walk. Maybe you're noticing every little ache and pain in your body and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I need a massage. And you may need a massage. Oh my gosh, I need a break. You may need a break. Oh my gosh, I need better shoes. Hey, I'm all about the shoes. You may need better shoes. But I'm going to tell you something you can do for yourself that doesn't need to take an hour at a massage therapist, although I do recommend that highly. Lots of fun. Hey, definitely go for the shoes. But this is something you can do immediately, won't cost you a thing, won't take any time away from where you are, and you can do it in front of people, you can do it by yourself, you can do it with other people, and it absolutely positively will make all the difference in the world. That's right. It's your dose of vitamin G. G is gratitude. When you get into gratitude, you find a reason to appreciate something. It makes all the difference in the world to your body. It really does. It really does. The muscles in your neck can relax. Your shoulders can, you know, fall back into their natural position. You can sort of sit with a little less stress. You walk with a different gait. Honest and truly, your body not only thrives on oxygen, water, food, loves its, you know, its dressing up, you know, get some smart clothes, get some happening shoes. If you're so inclined, dress yourself up with makeup, jewelry, whatever it is you want to do. Those are all the trappings that you want to put on something that you want to show people more of. Well, I'm promising you, you're going to want to show yourself off even more when what you're draping with all of this wonderful, glorious, shiny, happy stuff is a body that is showing gratitude for not only the world, but for itself. And I think that this is something wonderful to remember. If you're somewhere, situation, wherever it is, where you literally can't figure out one blessed thing to be grateful for, you're alive, you're breathing, you're there, you can hear whatever's going on, you can see whatever's going on, even if it's something you don't want to hear and see, your ears and eyes work. That's a blessing. I mean, that is gratitude right there. You didn't have to give it to anything else. You didn't have to pass it on to any other situation. You were able to actually own it, and you're being grateful for your own body and your own body's functions. That is hugely important. You know, somebody once said to me, if you don't feed it or pet it, it'll go away. And it was my mom, actually, and she was talking about a stray animal in the neighborhood. She said, no, don't feed it or pet it, and it'll go away. And, yeah, that's very true. If you don't show something love, if you don't show something care, if you don't take the time to nurture it, it goes away. There's another saying, use it or lose it. So it isn't that you can't find gratitude again. I think that's the big difference. It isn't that you necessarily want the neighborhood stray to come back. You might want the neighborhood stray to go to a place where it's going to have a better home if you don't want to provide it a home. But when you're talking about gratitude, a lot of people say to me, well, you know, Annette, it's really nice that you find gratitude in everything. I just lost the ability to do that. I don't seem to know where that is. And I think to myself, well, if you can say the word gratitude, you can find the word gratitude. If you can think the word gratitude, you can find gratitude. If you can imagine the word gratitude, read it, see it written someplace and recognize it, you can find it again. You've got stored in your DNA. You've got it stored in the very center, the marrow of your bones. Gratitude. Absolutely, it's there. And because you were, it's like you were born with it. It was what you came into this world with. Because that's the case, your body recognizes it when it sees it, which is why when you're not in the middle of gratitude for something, when you're not feeling it, when you're stressed out, tensed up, the whole nine yards, is why your body feels so stinking bad. Because it is the opposite of what it knows it is to be. That's why, my friends. You don't got to go blaming it on the weather. You don't got to go blaming it on the train that stopped you before you got to work. Please don't blame it on your coworkers. Try not to blame it on your family. And the wonderful family pet, they are a wonderful family pet. So you don't want to blame the fact that you're stressed out, tensed up, or whatever on all these external things. There's no blame to be found. The whole purpose of those symptoms, little air quote fingers there, symptoms, is to get you to know that something is in process of changing. And what's in process of changing is your attitude. And your attitude is shifting from ew to oh, ooh to oh, ooh to oh. It's really kind of cool. And you start that with, oh, yes, thank you. Oh, yes, how wonderful. Oh, yes, tremendous. The minute you say, oh, yes, instead of, oh, no, you are going to find yourself just expanding in such a wonderful way. It's like you can breathe deeper. You can see farther. You can hear clearer. You speak happier. Your body straightens up. It moves without any kind of stress, pain, or hindrance of any sort. Why? Because you took in your daily dose, your moment-to-moment dose of vitamin G. And by the way, I don't think there's been any, what's the word I want to use, minimum daily requirement for vitamin G. Honestly, the thing that I see could work on your behalf is you don't think that there's a minimum. Don't even look at it as there's a minimum. If you're breathing, if you're moving, if you're just motoring about in any way, shape, or form, your body needs vitamin G. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you've had an extra dose of happy, you found 19 puppies and they gave you some puppy love and you're smelling puppy breath and you're just giggling to beat the band and you're just happy as a clam. That's all wonderful and good. But guess what? 10 seconds later, 2 seconds later, there can be more wonderful love. There can be more fantastic reasons to feel grateful. More and continuous and expansive. If you found yourself in a situation where you could appreciate everything in that situation. Didn't say you had to like it, but appreciate it. Find a reason to be grateful for it. By the time you went to sleep that night, you'd be floating on an angel cloud. Your sleep would be so restful, whether you have one of those beds with the numbers on it or not. Your pillow would feel so fantastic, whether or not it was, what were they showing me at the store yesterday, a bamboo pillow. I bloody near bought one. I love bamboo stuff, but I didn't buy it. That's okay. It'll be there the next time I go. Doesn't matter what you've got outside of you. It matters what you're putting on the inside of you. If you spend your day with as much gratitude as possible, just absorbing and owning and feeling, living that vitamin G, your body will show you in so many ways that it appreciates it. It'll thank you. It'll give you yet another reason to feel grateful. It'll be the over the top, the sprinkles on the cupcake. Absolutely guarantee it. I had an incident years ago where I was learning to walk again. And it was kind of scary because, you know, when you're learning to walk when you're a little kid, you just know, I want to stand up. You stay so focused, like, up, up, up. So you stand up, you fall down, you get up, you fall down, you get up, you hang on to something, you say, daggummit, I'm going to stand up until this feels normal. Gee, if we did that with gratitude, wouldn't that be kind of cool? Okay. So the little kid does it, but they don't necessarily have a way maybe at that age of understanding it, or you don't have any cognizance as you grow on in life of understanding it. So now imagine that it's been 50 years since you learned how to walk, and you have to learn to walk again. So you've got all these things in your head, all these little critics in that are saying, can't do it, can't do it, can't do it. So if you stand there and argue with a critic that you can't do something, in my case it was learning to walk again, then I was losing the battle because my body was going, you know, really, Annette, they're kind of right. You haven't been able to walk for months now, so what in the world makes you think you can walk now? Well, here's the deal. I didn't fight that. I didn't argue with that, and I didn't try to tell that little inner voice that it was right or wrong. I didn't give my body any reason to get into that. What I did, and I didn't even realize I was doing it at first, was I let myself focus on something I was grateful for. Absolutely. I started to focus on the sky, beautiful shade of blue, started to focus on the trees over my head. I was like, wow, how magnificent. I have this arbor of trees that protects me from rain when I get out of my car. It decorates my yard. It gives the birds a home. It gives the squirrels a playground. And I just immediately felt my body relax. I felt my shoulders sling back into their regular place. I felt my knees enjoying the fact that I was feeling good instead of feeling tense. And the shooting, searing pain that was keeping me from moving forward didn't seem to be there anymore. And it didn't take hours for this to happen either. This occurred in a matter of seconds. And I'm serious when I say that. In fact, I often wish I could get the person that was right there with me to come on the show with me and say, guys, I saw that. I got to tell you what, I was totally blown away. She even looked at me, she goes, how did you do that? You couldn't move. I turned my head just long enough to unlock the front door, and I turned back, and you're walking. How did you do that? And I said, I don't know. And it wasn't that I didn't know. It was that I didn't know how to explain it. I know how to explain it now because I can see it in my mind's eye. I can project back, unlike when I was teeny tiny and I was learning to walk for the first time, and I get it. I understand what it was. Rather than give in to something that could have changed my attitude, and that was within my own body, guys. That wasn't even something outside my body. I got a good dose of vitamin G, and the vitamin G did better than any steroid shot. It did better than any pill that I could have taken because it worked immediately. It was effective. It got me the moment that I was looking for, which was to get from the car into the house on my own power, because number one, there was nothing or nobody else there to do it for me, and number two, that was my goal. My goal was to be able to move on my own power, and I noticed that when I utilized gratitude to its most simplistic advantage, it's like I gained the world. Vitamin G is good for everybody. There's no refuting that. There is no refuting that. It is a truth you can carry throughout your day. It is a truth you can prove to yourself throughout your day. I've given you several examples here. You want to give me some examples? Find us on Facebook, Perspective Power on Facebook. It's facebook.com/perspective power. Let us know. There are plenty of fabulous gratitude groups on Facebook. There's 30-Day Gratitude Challenge. There's Finding Gratitude. I'm telling you what, everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing the vitamin G gig. We can't be more excited that you are joining us. We can't be more excited that you are putting your energy out there, because I'm going to tell you what, it raises the vibration of the entire world. We live in this world. We are physical in this world. When the vibration around us is raised, our vibration is raised. When you take in your daily dose, your momentary dose of vitamin G, you are doing not only the rest of the world good, but you're doing your own body an absolutely fantastic thing. What a gift you're giving yourself. What a gift you're giving the entire world, and yes, the universe. Thank you so much for caring enough about your body. Take care of yourself with your vitamin G. Thank you so much for caring enough about my buddy here, award-winning artist David Martinka. And find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. He has lots of free downloads to keep you feeling good about yourself and your music. And I'm so grateful you turned into the Perspective Power Radio Network live every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Eastern. But you can also catch our archives right here on Attitude of Gratitude.